Hi, it's Stein. We simple tillers of the soil, Nancy Leeson and I, both found surprises in our gardens this spring. Here's what's come up on today's Food for Thought. Well, Nancy, I'm just trying to figure out what color your thumb is, because I know it isn't green. But when baby string beans act up, their mothers threaten to call Nancy Leeson. So imagine the shock and awe that swept through the gardening community when word got out that your cilantro made it through the winter.
I can't believe it. I can't grow cilantro in the best of times. It bolts, it dies on me, and I use it all the time. So I wanted to have some in the garden. So I planted some at the end of the season, and damned if it didn't live through the winter. Through frost and snow, it's a miracle, Stein.
Especially for you, because, I mean, you admitted it dies.
Good job of killing things. I find my best plants are the volunteers. I've got these gorgeous little white alpine strawberries that come up every year in the front of my house. I take no care of them at all. Thanks, birds. And now it's spring, and once again this year, I'm convinced that my thumb is going to change color.
The triumph of hope over experience. Well, you know, we had a surprise reappearance of our own. We'd grown a tarragon last year. I was amazed to see that it somehow made it through the winter. And it's, for some reason, I think of it as a very delicate, finicky kind of an herb, but coming up again, looking okay. All the other stuff, the sage, the thyme, oregano, the rosemary, the bay, they all made it through the winter just fine. I've already got a bunch of stuff started. We got carrots and those long French breakfast radishes. They're great with bread and butter. Pole beans, snow peas, a whole bunch of shallot bulbs in, and some kale, which we've always liked even before it became the miracle vegetable. And later on, some eggplants and two or three kinds of chilies. I'm not quite sure which ones yet.
Good for you, but don't you have an expert on hand? Isn't the lovely and talented Cheryl de Groot a good gardener?
Oh, yeah. I'm just the occasional field hand. Cheryl is the one responsible for our beautiful garden. Are you going to plant any vegetables? Are you going to give it another try?
I am definitely going to give it another try. And in fact, several weeks ago, I bought a lot of vegetable seeds, including some mesclun greens and snap peas and, you know, radishes, things I can grow easily enough.
Yeah.
I also have the Angelo Pellegrini seeds.
Oh, yeah, the heirloom beans.
That I've been propagating and giving to other friends because I always kill them. They're called monachinae, which translates as little nuns, because they look like they have a little white nun's cap on. You can eat them fresh off the vine, or you can dry them, as I have over the years, and at all the people that I've shared them with. And as I continue to fail each year, I give the seeds to other friends so that they can grow them more successfully than I can. So when I need them, they can give them back to me.
And do they do better than you do?
Always. But I have to say, okay. I do really well with carrots. So I put these carrots in the container because my dogs were eating the carrots out of my actual garden, which no longer exists. And I grew the most amazing carrots that just wintered over. I just pulled the last of them. Carrot cake is in my future.
Those carrots look really gnarly. And speaking of gnarlosity, we started a bunch of leeks as well. And remember I told you that de Groot cut the root end off of the last of our leeks from last year and put it back in the ground. It's coming up now, and it is the strangest looking thing. It's like this conical telescoping thing coming out of the ground. It looks like some vegetable from Mars. Well, eaters, Leeson and I are both lucky that we each have backyards to grow all this stuff in. But if you don't, try it in pots on your windowsill. You'd be surprised what you can grow there. We'll have pictures of my strange-looking leek and Nancy's gnarly carrots and some other stuff on the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Thumbs up.
A thumb of a hue unknown to nature. Leeson.
He's Dick.
With flower getting so hard to find, I should have planted my own wheat.
Stein.